Melinda.
Well, good morning. We're going to start in about a minute's time. So I just set the recording and I'd like to welcome you all here to the Heart Chakra Clearing Call, conference call. Good morning and welcome.
This is Connie.
Hi, Connie.
How are you today?
Remind you, if you would, everyone, it's a star six will mute, and then star six will also unmute. So once we get started, if everyone would make sure you're muted, and some of you have already done that, and if you do it again, you'll be unmuted. That way, when we're singing the... Good morning.
Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Just reminding everyone to star six. That way they'll be muted, and we can go ahead and make all of our sound and do our singing without having it all happen at the same time where it'll be off, out of sync on the phone because of the time delays. There, at any point, if you have a question, although I think in the middle I'll go ahead and open it up for a few minutes of any questions, you can star six to get on and then star six to unmute. I'm sorry, to mute it again. Okay. Well, it's 11:01 and I'm ready to go. So here we are. Good morning and welcome once again to the Heart Chakra Clearing Conference Call. This is the fourth in the series of monthly chakra clearing calls that I've done, and some of you have joined me on the entire journey so far, and for that I'm very grateful. It is my hope and my intention that this serves you well. And just a reminder that the exercises are to be, you know, encouraged to be done ongoing. These songs will continue to serve you. The specifics that we do, the mantras or the proclamations or affirmations, those things can be useful at any time where you begin to feel that a particular chakra has been compromised. And so I remind you that each of the phone calls that we've had is available to you, and if you've taken the class, then basically that's available to you on a link that I send out afterwards. If any of you don't have that, let me know. And if you didn't participate in the actual call, I'd appreciate a little compensation for that, just for my time and the effort put in here, but we can certainly talk about that. But anyway, well, it's a beautiful morning here in the California coast. It wasn't so up until about 15 minutes ago. Not the gray is not beautiful. It has a certain vibration about it. But the fact that the sun came out and cleared itself is a perfect indication of how important this heart chakra work is. And I wanted to start by noticing that there, when I was out on the porch this morning sitting there doing some reflection, a series of animals came through the little forest area where I live. And the first one that came through was a mother deer and two of her little offspring. So I went to my animal medicine book, my medicine cards, to just, you know, to see if this had a message for us. And, of course, it did. So it says that deer teaches us to use the power of gentleness to touch the hearts and minds of wounded beings who are trying to keep us from sacred mountain. Like the dappling of fawn's coat, both the light and the dark may be loved to create gentleness and safety for those who are seeking peace. If deer has gently nudged its way into your cards today, you are being asked to find the gentleness of spirit that heals all wounds. Stop pushing so hard to get others to change and love them as they are. Apply gentleness to your present situation and become like the summer breeze, warm and caring. This is your tool for solving the present dilemma you are facing. If you use it, you will connect with Sacred Mountain, your centering place of serenity, and Great Spirit will guide you. I thought that was very appropriate for this morning, and especially for the heart chakra. And not only did I see the deer, but then there were, is it called a bevy? Or it's not a herd, but there are a whole bunch of quail out there. Flock. I guess it's a flock, although I don't know for sure. But there were probably 13 quail all in a little line, and they were all full grown, no little ones. Maybe it was one full family, but they were there. So quail teaches about mysticism and enlightens you about your soul name and purpose. He's about nourishment of the soul, family, and teaches how to elude problems, spot danger, and also deal with safety issues. Are you spending enough time with family? There is safety in numbers. Perhaps you need to socialize. Quail also aids in awareness of danger and gives you the quickness and camouflage you need in a time of crisis. Are you blending in? Should you at this time? Quail will show you much about movement and taking opportunities when they are right. Allow quail to teach you this fine art. It's time to be aware of what is going on around you. So the quail came in and had that to offer. And quite honestly, each one of these so far has been very relevant, as we'll see, to the expanse in this magnificent arena of the heart chakra that is within us. Not only has it been a very, very powerful place up till now, but in these shifting times, the significance of the heart chakra is taking on really brand new meaning as we move solidly into this age of Aquarius, as signaled by the songs in the 1960s, but really quite honestly, as we move through this next portal gate here, the 2012, we are firmly entrenched in the frequency and the feminine, the high feminine frequency of the new Aquarian age, which is very heart-centered in its design. And then finally this morning, as I was out on a walk, a fox crossed my path. Now, it's interesting, a fox is camouflage. And it says, if fox has chosen to share its medicine, it's a sign that you are to become like the wind, which is unseen yet is able to weave into and through any location or situation. You would be wise to observe the acts of others rather than their words at this time. Use your cunning nature in a positive way. Keep silent about who and what and why you are observing. In learning the art of camouflage, you test your abilities to pull this off. While learning from Fox, you might also gain confidence in your ability to know instantly what will happen next. After observing for a while, you will become aware of a certain predictability in given situations and be able to quickly make your move. Fox medicine teaches the art of oneness through its understanding of camouflage. This applies on all levels, from rocks to God. With Fox medicine, you're being asked to see all types of uses for oneness. Much like the clowns at the rodeo, Fox can keep the raging bull from stampeding a friend or family member. Fox can use silly tactics as a brilliant camouflage move. No one could guess the sly power behind such ingenious maneuvers. So it may seem that camouflage has nothing to do with it, but what I'm beginning to see is that when one is balanced in the heart chakra, they are capable of being a very powerful and impassioned observer. And they don't act too quickly on things because they take information in. And if you've ever heard of something called heart math, it's a process whereas we begin to use the heart center as the focal point of decision rather than the brain. What happens when we tune into the heart center through this kind of awareness and intention is we begin to get a sense of and an experience of the larger picture, and we begin to pick up multidimensionally that which is going on beyond what is seen with the eye. So it's a much more powerful, honoring, and deep way of making decisions as opposed to just taking facts and information and what's observed and making that kind of a decision with the mind. So essentially what that is leading to from the fox and the quail and also the deer family that came through is that it's really all about love. And we're talking really about the frequency of love as the foundation of all of life and of all of existence, quite honestly. The love frequency is what was referred to as the word and the sound that was put out in the beginning, if you follow from the biblical passages. Essentially, the universe is made up of love. It is made up of a specific frequency from which all other frequencies and forms are born. And so in these times, especially the Aquarian age, as it comes in, as we leave behind the patriarchal model and step into the feminine model and the compassion and the heart that's open there, we begin to see that it's a very different kind of world. And I don't know what's going on in your life, but I would imagine that many of the forms that you have leaned upon are starting to shift or even collapse. And that is totally in alignment with what's occurring in specifically from the energy being infused in the planet in these times. Let's just say that each of us is being called upon to clear and cleanse any debris that has compromised us up to this point in time. So any of the energetic debris left over from the moments of living, beginning with the incarnation And in fact, even moving back into previous incarnations, but specifically at the point that we were born or incarnated, at the point that even the sense, even at the point of conception and beyond until now, all of those influences that have not been cleansed and cleared are being called upon to be released. And quite honestly, the energy is going deeply into us and clearing out and shaking loose the core issues that we, quite honestly, have danced around for quite some time. Some of us have done remarkable things in our growth and in our evolution and reclaiming who we are, and some of us have been putting a few things on the back burner out of either trepidation, out of unawareness, out of perhaps out of pure choice to not want to go back into places. Well, these times and the work through the heart is not about going back into places. It's just about releasing those energies vibrationally that have been holding us back. And what we're doing in these times is reclaiming the essence of who we are. And what that means is that we are returning to that beautiful place of our design. Wow, there's a lot to share on this particular one. Let's see. It's moving in one direction, but let's go right now to sound. I'm going to pull out this Tibetan bowl that I picked up in Kathmandu recently on a trip there, and I want to use this as a frequency that begins to clear. So take a breath as you are there in your space and tune into your heart area and into your heart center and let this sound, even in its limited frequency over the phone, begin to fill up that space. Now, I have before me a piece of a beautiful piece of rose quartz. It's a beautiful mineral that supports the heart chakra. If you don't have any and you feel that your heart chakra is an area that you want to continue to support in as many ways as possible, find yourself some rose quartz. It doesn't need to be the definitive piece. It's as large as life itself. It could just be a little piece of a sliver, but it carries the frequency that will support your heart. Rose quartz is in the color pink. The heart chakra is actually supported by green up until about the age of the middle teens, and then it transfers over gradually into the color of pink. It's an interesting process. I think it's an awareness and a kind of an affirmation of how the heart center actually begins to shift and grow in terms of its awareness as we have life experiences. So pink is current for an adult. The green is also a color that supports that frequency as well. You wouldn't go wrong in any of those. So when you reach for green or you reach for pink or you find those colors around you, typically your higher self is leading you to that frequency, indicating that there is an imbalance in the heart chakra. So you'll want to pay attention to that. So as we begin in all of these sessions, I would like to go ahead and make sure that we are well protected, that we'll set an intention and call our frequency back to our true essence. So three ways we're going to do that. One, at the top of your support page, you have the Hung Vajra Pei, which is Tibetan protection chant. We're going to do that a few times because when it's done, it puts a cocoon of light and safety around us and protects us from any frequency that is lower than our true vibration. In other words, nothing will be let in that is not in resonance with who we are by design. So we're just going to repeat this about seven times. Hung Vajra Pei, 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 Hung Vajra Pei. Two more. Hung Vajra Pei, Hung Vajra Pei. And so it is, and so it is. Now I would like to and invite you to go ahead and speak the true name, the birth name that you came here with. For example, if you've been married, then go back to your original your birth name on your birth certificate. We're going to speak it out loud, and when we do, several things are occurring. One is we also support and create a cocoon of light and safety around us that augments and supports that one from the Tibetan mantra. And secondly, when we call this name and speak this name, we call ourselves back to the true essence of our being before anything has occurred to it to shift the frequency. In other words, at the point of conception, this is a frequency we came in with. Not only that happens, but we also, when we speak it, all energetic beings, etheric beings, the angels, the guardians, all of those energies, the teachers, they align and they become active and present when you speak that name. It's as if you are calling them for support. And we want to do that because a lot of the work we're doing this morning is going to be happening in on unseen levels and in sort of dimensional work. In other words, frequencies that are basically just being cleared off of us by the wisdom of our own higher self and through the assistance of the etheric beings and the specific chants and songs that we're doing. And the beauty of these times is that we don't really have to know and go back into the stuff that really caused some of the lower frequency vibrations to be stuck there. It's just a matter of naming it and claiming it and releasing it. So on the count of three, I invite you to go ahead and speak that true name, first, middle, and last, however many names there are, and speak it out loud. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. We're going to do it again. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And one more time. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is. Okay, we're all in a good place and good protected. So the intention of this morning, even as it's already begun and began with the point when you actually signed up for this, is that we are clearing any lower frequency vibrations that are compromising, especially the heart chakra. But we will include all chakras at this point, anything that is feeding any lower frequency information into the heart to compromise its vibration. We are calling for the clarity and the opening and the release of all energies that do not support the truth of our being, as stated by the name we just spoke. We call for an openness to be giving and receiving and to be open in both ways to allow a free flow of both to happen, to allow our own sense of gratitude and connection with all life to be present. Any residue from relationship that is compromised in this any way, we are calling for the release of those energies to be sent back to the highest good and used for the highest good as strictly energy to be released from our body. And in the process, we invite a continual flow coming in through the crown chakra and coming up through the feet, through what's called the Earth Star Chakra, powerful energy from the earth and the powerful energy from the cosmos to come in, meeting at the heart and filling up in that heart chakra area any space that has been created by any of the releases that we are doing is immediately filled by the higher frequency of love, the higher frequency of the I am expressing as each of us in our uniqueness. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So I invite us right now to go down to the bottom of the page. And on the bottom of this page, there is an affirmation kind of similar to what I just did, but I want us all to speak this. We're just going to speak this together at the same time, out loud. So take a breath, if you will. And together. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past relationships that did not honor me. I now choose to freely give and receive love without hesitation. I proclaim my lovability and celebrate that I am a divine expression of love in all my moments. I bring only those beings and situations into my life who resonate in unconditional love. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. All right. Let's go up to this particular song at the top of the page, Heart Please Open. Some of you have already done this with me. Some of you know it. Some of you it'll be brand new. It's a beautiful chant that allows us to focus into that heart chakra and extend an invitation to open up that heart area to the frequency of perfect balance. We're going to sing it four times. Heart
heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am, heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am, heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am, I am. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am, one more. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am.
And so it is. I mentioned about the heart chakra itself. The heart chakra is the center of the seven inner in-body chakras, the three below, the root, and then the sacral chakra, and then the solar plexus, and then above the throat, the third eye, and then the crown. The heart is the midpoint between them. The heart is the balancing place between the physical and then the spiritual. It is a place where the influence of both of those meet to create a place of wholeness and to amplify our experience in this dimension. When everything is in balance, it's a very, very expansive experience, really far beyond what we've allowed ourselves and far beyond what we've been taught about this particular dimension. So what is really occurring is when we release the old blockages, we reclaim our vitality, we reclaim our capacity of connection with one another, we reclaim our capacity to be able to practice powerful and beautiful and consistent self-care to keep us in a place of balance so that we can really just experience the peace and the joy and the prosperity and abundance that is really the promise of this particular dimension that has been somewhat compromised. But we won't go into that in terms of why, because it's really irrelevant, and to know that times are changing. So this particular chakra is so critical. It's not just about the woundings of love. It's not just about our capacity to give and receive love. It's not just the capacity about to be compassionate or to be empathetic. It's about all of those things, but once again, it is the foundation of our being. So we are talking about the frequency of love as we started off in the beginning of this conversation. We were talking about how that is what we are made of. The way it is played out in this particular dimension is that love becomes like an emotion, and love becomes a tool of connection with one another. So be it. So be it. But we don't want to necessarily recognize that that's all that love is, because the more we allow ourselves to be the love that we are, a lot of those things begin to take care of themselves. We have two original woundings that I want to make sure, and I'm giving some information this time because I want to make sure that you have a substance and an idea underneath this, both in the heart and both in the mind, so that you can, it just feels like some information is important, and that's why I'm doing it. Basically, the original wounds, when we incarnated, we created separation from the source, separation from the God source. That was an original wounding that we still carry with us at this particular time. And then at the point of birth, we lost our connection with our mother. And as a result of that, there was a wounding, and the nourishment and safety and the stuff that occurred just automatically there was lost to us. So a great deal of our life is spent attempting to go back and to find answers for those woundings and to solve the puzzle of them. Thus, we create relationship, and so often relationships are reflecting some of the original woundings and some of the personal woundings we've had. So we have mixed experience with this. And all of this energetic debris has basically been hanging out, unless we have been releasing all of this and having a practice of clarity and a practice of cleansing, then this energy has been still functioning and pulling our vibration down to limit our experience of love. So this morning, everything we're doing is basically designed to clear out those old frequencies so that we can be more expansive in our love and invite that new experience in that just keeps building the more we use it. everything that occurs below the heart chakra, especially in the second chakra, when we have no foundation, we feel uncertain in the world. That begins to influence the heart chakra's ability to be present for others, to be present even for ourselves. The woundings that occur in the second chakra that we hold on to, the compromises that have occurred through the treatment, through the words that have been spoken to us, through our own experience, they play out and influence, again, our capacity to be fully who we are through our heart and our willingness or unwillingness or hesitation to love. And then in the power center, if we lose our power, then we, again, have a hesitance to strike out into the world and be who we are and be in our exuberance and to be in our beauty. And we actually begin to compromise and make decisions that begin to undermine that beauty. So the heart is compromised by anything that happens below it. So truthfully, any work done in those lower chakras is going to affect the heart and open it by just the virtue of being higher up. Because you release an energy low, it sweeps up through the spine and through all the chakras to cleanse out through the top of the head at the crown chakra. So it's a beautiful, beautiful process. I want us to be aware that the heart chakra, especially in the woundings of love, is also part of the domain of the inner child. And it's the inner child self that creates and the hesitancy to step out into the world and to risk it love. And so we're going to use a song by a fellow named Jerry Florence here, who is no longer on the planet. But it's a beautiful song, How Could Anyone Ever Tell You? And we are talking specifically now to the child part of you. We are talking to that part of that precious, beautiful being that you claimed when you spoke your true name. And so I would like you to hold a vision of that little one, whether it's just the inside of you, whether you actually have a picture of it, of that little one that you can hold in your mind's eye, or whether you just imagine that there's a little one sitting in the chair next to you, on your lap, in your arms. But I want you to get the sense that you're going to sing this to this child. And we're going to go through it three times. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your love, it is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. Two more. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your love, it is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your love, it is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. How deeply you're connected to my soul. So to that precious, precious little one inside of us, the one that holds the wounds, the one that holds on to the hesitation and keeps us protected, or so it seems, we invite you to surrender in the sense of letting go of the responsibility that is not yours. It really never has been. We appreciate you and honor you and celebrate you for all that you've done to get us to this point in our lives. And now it's an opportunity for you to release and to know that you are loved just for being you. And you are appreciated and honored and celebrated and cared for. And you are safe. And you are really in a place where you will never be left again by me. So if we remind ourselves and that part of ourselves over and over for a while, that little one will begin to surrender the control and the patterns that keep things stuck in our lives, because that's where they come from. The work in second chakra and the work in the heart chakra really relate to this little one, and also up into the throat chakra when we get there in the future months to come. A powerful element of the heart chakra is, again, to make that connection with this one and practice really powerful self-care and self-love. Self-care is really just making sure that all of our needs are met and putting ourselves as a priority, only in the sense that when we tend our own inner garden, then we have more to give and more energy and resources inwardly to be present for others outwardly. It's a natural flow of the heart to want to give and to be present in the world and be present for others. And yet, if we are caught in some kind of cycle where we were taught to give and not receive, then we are out of balance. It is really, really important that we recognize that giving and receiving are a two-way street. And that if anyone wants to give to us, we be open and we be honoring of their intention, because it is an act of love. It is an act of respect for us and an act of value. If we've been taught on some level to be suspect of that, well, that's just a second chakra frequency that needs to be released, that's turned into a belief system and kind of a subconscious belief that we're holding on to. All of that can be cleansed. And it's cleansed mostly by choosing to do something differently from this point forward. The minute we make a choice to do something different, we are on a path of reclamation to heal those old frequencies that have been influencing us. And by repetition, we change a pattern. By repetition, we change a belief. By repetition, we change a subconscious holding. But it all begins with the first step. And it begins with what we did last month in the solar plexus chakra, by giving ourselves our ability to make decisions and stand in our power. And from that place, we step into these places that we've been unwilling to go. I want to go down now to the proclamation is towards the bottom of the page. Now, this proclamation is an intentional statement of great power. We want to recognize that the influence of relationships upon us can be altered. A relationship between two people, especially one that's been long-lasting, and these do affect the heart chakra, obviously. The energy between the two, it's like a ball of energy between two people. It's the ball of energy and the history that creates the pattern and the routine responses between a couple or a partnership. When the effort is put into shifting that ball of energy, then the relationship is actually given new life to be something else than it is. And the way to actually shift that ball of energy is for one or both parties to just do something different. Because the minute I choose a separate path, in even the smallest way, it interrupts the flow of that ball of energy. So I invite you, if you are in a situation where your love relationship is either long-lasting and has been compromised through time and pattern, to begin to look at it from these perspectives. My relationship with my mother before she died was really in a pattern. It was a predictable conversation, and there was not much, giving and receiving of love that was going on at all. As I did my work and I started to clear these frequencies in me of my own disappointments and sense of no value, the relationship with her began to change. She did not have to do a thing, but the moment I did not respond in the same way to the pattern, it gave her an opportunity to do something different. And thankfully, she chose something different, whether she was aware of it or not. And so by the time it came for her to pass from the planet, we had a very different relationship, and I had cleared a good deal of the frustrations that particular relationship had brought me through life. And I call that a miracle at the time. So we're going to take this first one. I call forth all my relationships on all levels of consciousness. So we are bringing all of these frequencies forth to cleanse and clarify them in this one particular proclamation. We'll do that, and then we'll also do the one below it, which is going to call back our essence of love. So take a breath, if you will, and on the count of three, speak your true name. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. And we'll speak the first proclamation. I call forth all my relationships on all levels of consciousness to stand before me as I stand before you in love. I ask you to forgive and honor me as I forgive and honor you. I embrace all bonds between us in unconditional love, transmute them into the divine expression of creative love, and acknowledge that all my relationships are in divine perfection, and so it is. And now the next one. I proclaim the essence of love to be my own and command that it resonate throughout my universe on all levels of consciousness, transmuting all interfering energies into the divine expression of creative love. And so it is. And so it is. These proclamations come from a fellow named Rich Work, and he had two books before he left the planet, Proclamations of the Soul and the Veils of Illusion, and a couple other lesser ones. They are out of print right now, but I'll tell you, these are very potent and very powerful in terms of using the power of manifestation through our words to set an intention in motion. A proclamation is a claim that it is so. So we have done that work with that. So let's go right above that to this song, I Am Love. I Am Love is going to remind us of what we are made of. And as a result of clearing out those lower frequencies, we can now go ahead and remind ourselves. I am love, and love flows to me. I am love, and love flows through me. I am love, and love flows from me. I am, and in all I do, I shall live love, and in all I speak, I shall give love, and in all I see, I shall breathe love. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Two more. I am love, and love flows to me. I am love, and love flows through me. I am love, and love flows from me. I am, and in all I do, I shall live love, and in all I speak, I shall give love, and in all I see, I shall breathe love. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Last time. I am love, and love flows through me. I am love, and love flows through me. I am love, and love flows from me. I am, and in all I do, I shall live love, and in all I speak, I shall give love, and in all I see, I shall breathe love. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I am love. A very powerful declaration, this particular song, to remind us of the truth of our being over and over and over, and to express it. So let's now go to the top of the page. there's a particular tone. Each of the chakras has a frequency. And this particular frequency will bring it back for everyone, will bring it back to the ballpark of its own balance. Now, I say the ballpark because each of us is a very unique expression of frequency. Whoops, sorry about that. A very unique expression of frequency, and as a result of that, our specific frequency is a little bit higher, lower, by very, very small amounts, but measurable amounts, from one to the other. But the particular frequency you're going to use is bring us back to the point where it'll put the heart chakra back into a place of resonance with that frequency, and then the other work we're doing is going to bring it back to the exact place. So the phonetic we use for this particular chakra is ah. Now, when you say the sound ah, if you say it with it in your chest, you begin to feel where it vibrates. So do that and notice where it vibrates. Ah. 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 Well, it's vibrating directly around the heart, around the right in the center of the chest, and specifically in the area just where the thymus gland is and all of that. So it's a powerful frequency and a powerful phonetic. It is also phonetic used for 99% of the names of God. Wakantanka, Muhammad, Krishna, Buddha. All of these names, all of these powerful frequencies carry that heart chakra energy to it. And rightly so, because in the heart lives the spirit. So we're going to go ahead and just take a breath and sustain this for about a minute. So I'm going to invite you to go ahead and every time you need a breath, just take it and come back to the frequency. And so it is. If on a daily basis you choose to make these sounds, you know, the ones with all of the chakras, you will find that you can put your chakras really, really pretty much right back into alignment by just running through the sequence from C up through C. So you run an octave of sound, if you understand what I'm saying. So, and each of the particular chakras has a phonetic that goes along with it. But for our purposes right now, the ah phonetic. You can find your own pitch in there if you just allow yourself to let your pitch descend as you hold the phonetic ah. And you find the place where it resonates right in the heart chakra. That's what I just did. And for me, that actually resonates there. I don't believe It actually was not the F, but it was actually another frequency in itself. It was probably some harmonic of that. But the point is you don't need a guitarist or a keyboardist to wander around with you as you do your work. You can always find just where the ah resonates in your chest and hold and sustain that. And especially it's a good time to use these kinds of phonetics and these kinds of sounds or even the mantras that we're going to do in a moment to use when, you know, when things happen in your life. You know, we are under the influence of all kinds of situations and people, and there are in my opinion, no accidents in the things that come into our lives and are laid at the altar of our awareness. So everything seems to be on one level an opportunity for even greater awareness or greater experience. So why not take advantage of it? And if we notice that an event or a situation or a conversation leaves us compromised in our heart chakra or any of the chakras, when you get away from that, go ahead and use sound, because sound is a great cleanser for anything that goes on with any of the chakras. The problem is so many of the woundings of life were never allowed to express themselves, were never allowed to be given sound. So really just using sound when you're out of it, from either just a, oh, if it really has that, or to a, oh, whatever seems to be legitimate for you in that moment is absolutely a beautiful thing to do. Because what you do is you draw a line in the sand and say, no more will I hold on to these things. Now, the woundings of love and relationship, or the joys of relationship and all of that, you know, it's beautiful to be able to, you know, to have a partner or have a situation where we can communicate everything, and that's the ideal, and maybe those are the times, I don't know, maybe, I think they are, we're moving where we actually have people in our lives that communicate well with us, and we feel honored, we feel blessed, we feel valued, we feel heard. I think we're all capable of doing that. It's those old woundings that get in the way and cause others to choose lower frequency responses. But I kind of lost my train of thought there, but it's my intention that we reach and bring to us those kinds of frequencies and people and situations that allow us to have beautiful communication. So I'm going to crawl out of that little space I dug for myself and just use my rattles right here. I chose three particular rattles. And in this process, I would like you to tune into your heart while I shake these and let these frequencies basically knock off any lower frequencies that are attached to your heart chakra field. And as those things release, we know that the information and the higher frequencies and the true balance frequencies are coming in through the head and through the feet, as we established in the beginning through our intention to fill in any space of anything that's released. So give permission for you to let go of these things, and you don't even need to know what they are. Give permission to let go of any frequencies that are no longer relevant for your balanced being. So it is. And now I'm going to give a tuning fork, which is a specific frequency of the gland that's associated with the heart chakra, which is the thymus. So I'm going to put your hand, put your left hand right on top of the center of your chest and the sternum. And underneath it is the thymus gland. And this is a very, very powerful and present gland for a lot of reasons. You can Google it and find all of the information. Right now, we're just going to go ahead and introduce a frequency that is going to bring it back to resonance and to balance. And one more time. Okay, so it is on that. Take a breath and speak your true name out loud. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. Now, just step right up one. not step right up. I'm sorry, go to the Heart Sutra. This is a particular Tibetan chant mantra that has been around for thousands and thousands of years. And any time it is spoken, it calls forth all the frequencies and the intention of when it was spoken and all the high frequencies that are attached to it. So basically, this is designed to open up the heart chakra itself. So we're going to speak this mantra seven times. Actually, it's kind of a sing-songy thing. So we're going to do it about seven times. And in the process, we're going to hold our focus under our heart chakra area and allow it again to release anything of lower frequency and to just open up to reveal more of the balance of who we are. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. 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 One more. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. And so it is. It's one thing to clear out lower frequencies of lower vibrations that have been held in the body. The other part of the equation is that we again, and I've referred to it as drawing the line in the sand, where from this point forward we no longer store any frequencies within any of the chakras. And what that means is we have legitimate responses to the events and the moments of our living, and we hold nothing. Now, that does not mean we go and get in everyone's face that's involved in these things, although that would be wonderful if communication was there. But there's a process called Gestalt, and that came out of the 80s in the therapy, and that you could literally create and manufacture a situation where you intend to have the people there and put them in empty chairs or in situations where you imagine are there and just go through and say and express and give everything that you needed to say or to needed to express or needed to feel. And it's a powerful and equal, if not even more powerful, process than actually being with the person and clearing. The point is that you're clearing the energies and expressing and storing nothing. So we don't want to store anything within the body anymore. The wisdom of the body says cleanse and clear, and it's designed to do that. We've interfered with it way too many times, and now is the time to stop doing that. So make sure you get away from any situation and create some privacy and go ahead and say what you have to say. And speak what you have to say, or write it. You know, actually speaking it out loud is the most powerful thing. And if words don't work, just use sound, like I said. It's a very, very useful, powerful process. And in fact, one thing you can do is at the end of the day, go into the bathroom and over the toilet, just speak all the things you wanted to say and send them into the water, and then flush it when you're done. It's a beautiful cleansing process because you don't want to go to sleep with any kind of lower frequency energy because it will just store itself within the body, which will then eventually compromise you and possibly create a condition that you don't deserve. Okay. We are fast approaching our time here, and it's obviously that I'm overprepared. So that's what I did when I was teaching fourth grade. But anyway, what I have committed to do is to go ahead and anything that wasn't done on the call, I'll go ahead and stay behind, and any songs and things, I'll sing through them one time so they'll be on the recording for you for reference. But I wanted to bring up a couple important points here in relationship to the heart chakra in terms of maintaining a frequency and actually helping to clear it and empower it throughout your day. And one of those ways is to practice gratitude. Gratitude is a choice to actually begin to see the highest good in all things around us. And it starts by being willing and able to look out of our own situation and begin to see things. And as I look out my window here and I see the forest and then I see the sky and I see all the things that are available within this arena, I have great opportunity for gratitude. And then the wind begins to blow through the trees and the trees are thanking me as they shake. So, in other words, just begin to notice. Begin to notice the beauty and begin to notice all that's around and the abundance that's everywhere on this planet. And then begin to apply that same awareness to self-appreciation, because self-care really involves self-validation. So we all have issues about ourselves that we've held on to, and the heart chakra holds on to a lot of these, especially judgments about ourselves and criticisms. And there are woundings that continue to interfere with our vitality and our expression in the world. So find time to appreciate even yourself. You know, there's an old thing that says, fake it till you make it. The more you feed and the more you nurture and nourish, then the more those things are grow and the more they are alive. So, you know, it'd be foolish to continue feeding any part of us any kind of negative energy or judgment. So the line in the sand says stop right there. So I'm saying to do that. And there's a mantra here we'll do in just a moment that will very, very, I think, will help with that. Very quickly, another element is to be compassionate. In other words, to begin to see the light and the love in everyone. We are entering a time of oneness now, and the oneness thing is kind of scary because we've been taught that the only one there is just us. Well, there's an interconnection that's being, in a sense, quote-unquote, forced upon us by a universe that says enough of this chaos. So we are beginning to recognize the interconnectivity of all people and all things. And as we begin to look at one another through eyes of compassion and love and appreciation for the uniqueness of each of us and unique experiences we've had, we will begin to have a different experience of our own outside world and our inside world. If you want a world of love, you give love. And if you want to experience being valued, then you value others as well as valuing yourself. You give it and you get it. So it's receiving and giving and balancing that once again. With compassion, there's a phrase I've learned from reading a book called I Am the Word. And the I Am Word is basically a name for the Christ essence within each of us. It's the form of who we are. It's part of our design. And when we say I Am Word, we are basically naming that part of us. So there's a phrase that says, I am Word through the one I see before me. Word, I am Word. I am Word through the one I see before me. Word, I am Word. So take this frequency and take this statement, and when you see people just inside of yourself or even outside mumbling or even saying it out loud, you know, send this directly to the person. I am Word to the one I see before me. Word, I am Word. And what you're doing is you're sending out a compassionate and empathetic and a really powerful vibrational recognition and honoring and claiming of this Christ essence of who each of us is. And all that's going to do is raise the vibration of anyone you're in the presence with. So I invite you to do that. I'm sorry, I'm just throwing these things out at the end. But there's one more I want to throw out at the end before we just do a mantra to end and then a song. And I'm aware I did not leave any time for questions. If any of you have any questions, either email me or I'm going to stay on the phone for a while here as I do the other songs, and I'd be happy to address any questions that might be up. In the notion of balancing and the balance of giving and receiving, there's a phrase I want to give you, and it'll be available on the recording. I apologize it's not on your page, but it just came to me. So it's a question we ask ourselves in a statement of clearing that's done. Here's how it works. I say, what would it take for me to truly receive me, love me, care for me like the infinite being that I be. Once again, it says, what would it take for me to truly receive me, love me, care for me like the infinite being that I be? And then I say, everything that doesn't allow this, everything that doesn't allow this, and then I use this little phrase, pod, poc, all nine, right, wrong, wait a minute, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And every one of those words represents something that is clearing anything that's in the way of our intention. It's clearing it out by the very statement that it is and the intention put into those words. So once again, here it, the whole thing is, what would it take for me to truly receive me, love me, care for me like the infinite being that I be? Everything that doesn't allow this, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Powerful, powerful process, and I invite you to, when you get the recording, to go ahead and transcribe this. It'll be very, very useful. So just very quickly down to the mantras there, you have Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha, which basically clears out any emotional debris. And we're going to go ahead and speak this seven times. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. 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 One more. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. I invite you to go ahead and speak that 108 times, twice a day, and it will allow you to clear out any of that emotional debris so that you can be clearly in your heart and in a place of center. I want to thank you so much for choosing to be a part of this morning. And I have another session tonight at 7 o'clock. It'll be similar, but not exactly the same. It depends on the vibration of those who are here. And you can see I have so many other things to choose from. If this had value to you and you want to refer it, certainly others can be in part of that thing tonight. So let's consider that. And then lastly, I just want to tell you that if the gratitude is a process that you're interested in, I have a thing on my on the website under subscriptions that is a weekly gratitude. We're about in the 34th week where once a week I send out I give you a gratitude intention and then a series of ways to actually put it into application. So if that's something you're interested in, just visit my website under subscriptions. And then finally, we'll be back here again on August 14th, 11 a.m., and we're going to basically, I'm going to go revisit the root chakra and basically spend time with the root, the sacral, the solar plexus, and the heart and do a focused clearing on all of those and show how they can all tie together. So it's a little bit of an interruption of the flow, but it's a really important one to go back and revisit. So thank you so very much. Again, I'm going to stay online and go ahead and do some recordings of these things that were not spoken or not sung. And I wish you a beautiful, beautiful day. And I know that your heart is in a higher frequency right now, and there's really nothing you can do to make it go back down. So that's the good news and perhaps the bad news, I don't know. But at any rate, endless blessings to each of you, and thank you for being a part of this. I will send you a link by tomorrow with the actual recordings. So that you can download those as MP3s. Sweet blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Mark. Are you there?
I am, yes.
Hi, this is Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Enjoyed
Thank
it very
you.
Much. How could anyone ever tell you? It just really touched me.
Absolutely. I mean, it's absolute words that we need to hear, you know. There's so many injustices that have occurred. But, yeah, I'm not sure that that's available anywhere. But the fellow's name is Jerry Florence.
Yes, I see that. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The thing, the question I have is, when I go to the recording, you know, I get that link, okay?
Yeah.
But I can't make a CD of it. It won't let me do that. So in order to have a CD, it's probably best to order one on your website. Is that...
Well, you mean of just the recording that we did, the actual session?
Yes. I can listen to it. It'll, you know, that's fine. I was able to get the link and everything, but I can't make a CD to have, you know, other than at the computer.
Well, you know, maybe what I can do. I'm not sure what you're running there, and are you, which version of are you using Explorer, Windows Explorer?
Vista.
Okay, you're in Vista.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't have Vista. I have XP, and I also have the new Windows 7 on different computers. So I'm not sure if there's something unique about that. You know, at the very least, mm-hmm. what I can do is turn it into a WAV file, which is what a CD has, and then I can send you a zip file of that, which is a compressed file,
oh.
and you just click on it, and it'll unzip.
Okay.
And then you'll have a copy of a WAV file, which is what would go on a CD.
Okay.
And then all you have to do... You have a, I'm not sure what Vista has, but do you have something that you can, like, put audio files together to make a CD? Do you have a program that can do that? Are you aware of that?
I'm not sure. I can usually make a CD, no problem. But for some reason, it won't record. It says they can't record that one.
Gosh.
But normally I can record anything off. I'm trying to think of the name of.
Well,
I can't think of the name of the program that comes up.
Yeah. Is it like Windows Media?
Yeah, it's in the, yes. That's probably it. Yeah, Windows Media.
All right, let me play with that a little bit. And the very least,
okay.
you know, I can put all of these on a CD and send it to you, you know, and
oh, cool.
just give me
oh,
an address.
Terrific.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that if I can't find a solution for it. But give me
okay.
a day or so to do that, okay?
And I was just going to tell you that this last Saturday night, we went over to the Rebecca's and had another a gathering like we had with you.
Yeah.
And Charlie Tweet was there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was great. We had great fun.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you for
I was
today.
There, it would have been a fun night.
Yeah, thank you very much for today, and I'll say goodbye.
Okay.
Till next time.
All right. Take good
Bye-bye.
Care, okay? And then we'll find a solution to the problem.
Great. I appreciate that.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're continuing on here. Here's the heartbeat song. I'll run through it twice. Heartbeat, angels all around me, open me up like the flower to the sunlight. A new way of be, a new way of see, higher, higher. Heartbeat, angels all around me, open me up like the flower to the sunlight. A new way of be, a new way of seeing, higher, higher. Now on to the mantra Namo Kwan Shi Yin Pu Sa, which is basically designed to open the heart through the energy of the goddess Kuan Yin to open the heart to compassion. Namo Kwan Chi In Pu Sa, Namo Kwan Chi In Pu Sa,
Kuan Chin Pusa. Namo Kuan Chin Pusa. Namo Kuan Chin Pusa. Namo Kuan Chin Pusa.
Looks like we have the invocation to the Ascended Master, Paul the Venetian. Again, Ascended Masters are basically beings who have basically transcended the planet but have decided to stay around and be able to support from a higher frequency the evolution and the reclamation project that's going on for humanity. So, and they have a tendency to be very, very powerful etheric beings who are really a powerful influence upon certain elements and certain frequencies that are on the planet. And each of the Ascended Masters, not each of them, but seven of them are assigned to watching, to monitoring what are called the seven rays. And these are frequencies of light that are emanating from the galactic center of the universe, which just happens to be what we're moving through in this 2012 window. And they are overseeing these frequencies and making sure they are brought into the planet to do the work that they are doing. So the invocation is to call upon the Ascended Master to be supportive of the heart frequency. And there's nothing wrong with, it's always a good idea to call in some of the big guns. So this is the Ascended Master, Paul the Venetian. I'm going to run through this one time. Up on the third ray, putting ideas into play, Paul the Venetian, he rides. Yellow light kisses the mind with insistence, divinely inspired to take humans higher, to create the world of our dreams, to manifest visions unseen, teach patience and planning, give true understanding, to learn how to bring forth sweet heaven on earth, to bring us each night to the dawn, to dwell in the oneness of God. So again, we've invoked and called forth that frequency to be a part of our life through the intention of this song. The Elohim are basically the Heros and Aurora are the two who are responsible for disseminating the frequency of the wave actually to the earth itself. And so we call them as far as being the ones who will bring it directly to us. Heros and Aurora. I'll go through it one time. Heros and Aurora, Elohim of heart space, infuse me with compassion and love. Heros and Aurora, reunite the twin flame, help me live what I'm made of. Such a sweet thing, everything, dwelling in the heart that I am. Omnipresence, the holy presence, through the pink and yellow ray, always nurture me with divine love. I'll do it one more. Heros and Aurora, Elohim of heart space, infuse me with compassion and love. Heros and Aurora, reunite the twin flame, help me live what I'm made of. Such a sweet thing in everything, dwelling in this heart that I am. Omnipresence, the holy presence, through the pink and yellow ray, always nurture me with divine love. And finally, just an appreciation for the many parts of our lives where we've been witnessed and honored for who we are, if indeed that has occurred. And if not, we're faking it till we make it. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. Accepting me just the way that I am. Thank you for loving me. One more time. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. Accepting me just the way that I am. Thank you for loving me. Accepting me just the way that I am. Thank you for loving me. Sweet blessings. See you on August 14th as we revisit the root, the sacral, the solar, and the heart.